Welcome to today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis. Thanks for joining me. And today I'm joined by Bob Reichard from Evangel Seminary. Bob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Grayson. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. Thanks for being here. And Bob, Dad knows you and has met you through the community, and just thought it would be good to have you in Front Porch Talks to talk about Evangel Seminary and to talk about your ministry and what it's about, maybe how it got started, some of the things you guys do. So anywhere you would like to start just talking about your ministry would be great.
Okay, thanks. Evangel Seminary began in the fall of 1982. So we're actually in our 35th year of operation. It was founded by my dad, Dr. Robert Reichard, and he had a desire to provide quality, theological, biblically based education to a wide spectrum of students. And so to do that, in 1982, he did some cutting edge things. For instance, rather than developing a central campus, we made use of cluster teaching locations, meaning we took our programs where we had groups of students. We had a directed study program, which allowed students to take classes at home. It was the forerunner of online classes today, because in 1982, there was no online. We also offered classes in the evenings and on weekends, so that students who had full-time jobs and careers were able to attend classes. In the late 1980s, my dad began a process of developing an extensive course syllabus for each class, taking the notes that he had developed over years of teaching. And so around 1990, those began to be used in class. They made students much more productive in their classroom setting because they didn't have to spend the whole time taking notes. They actually had the class material ahead of time, could study it before class, and come prepared with questions they might have. I joined Evangel full-time in 1995, so I've been with Evangel 22 years now. It's hard to believe. And it was right after the turn of the century, 2000, that we had a member of our board who began to make suggestions at our quarterly meetings. And he began to talk about that we needed to develop a program to help pastors train their people. And every time we had a meeting, this gentleman would continue to bring up this idea every meeting. He would say, we need to do this, we need to do this, we need to do this. In 2006, I made a proposal to our board about the development of what was called then just a ministry institute. The board gave its approval, and so I took all the curriculum my dad had developed and selected about 10 or 11 classes that he had developed a syllabus for, began to edit those, and out of that came our School of Practical Ministry, which launched in 2007. The School of Practical Ministry was a totally different idea for Evangel, a totally different program, in that it wasn't really an academic program, it was more of a learning journey for students. Students who enrolled would go through the entire program as a group. There were 7 modules in the program, each module designed to answer a different question. Module 1 would answer the question, what do I believe? Module 2 was, what does the Bible say to me? Module 3 was, what is my spiritual heritage? Module 4 is, what are my spiritual gifts? Module 6 is, what role does the Holy Spirit play in my life and ministry? And Module 7 is, what strategies will make me a more effective leader or minister? In addition to going through the material, students complete 3 learning projects. Project 1 is to chronicle their spiritual journey. Basically, they're writing out their testimony. Project 2 is to describe themselves. and there are a number of things we ask them to discuss. One of those is to ask three people who know them very well, with one of them being their spouse, and they ask these people to complete three statements about them. I wish so-and-so would start doing something. I wish you would continue doing something. I wish you would stop doing something. And that sounds like a very simple exercise, but it really provides students with a treasure chest of information from other people, because we all have blind spots in our lives, and this helps to decrease the size of the blind spots. So we began the School of Practical Ministry here in Harrisonburg, had some success with it. And then in 2008, we received an invitation to take the School of Practical Ministry to Kenya. And so we prayed about it, felt like it was the Lord leading us. So in late July of 2009, a team went to Shimba Hills, Kenya, which is south of Mombasa. It's on the coast of Kenya. We had a small group of students. The class ran for over 3 weeks. We learned a lot about the program, primarily that the program would work outside the United States. The program ended. We had a good time, came back, didn't give much thought to international things, just thought, well, that was a nice experience, but didn't see that that would be repeatable. But then in October of 2010, I received a phone call asking me to pray about taking the School of Practical Ministry to Sierra Leone. So we prayed. We felt like it was the Lord leading. So in late fall of 2011, we took the School of Practical Ministry to Sierra Leone. In early 2012, received another invitation to take the School of Practical Ministry to Cameroon. And so in late July, early August of 2012, we went to Cameroon and taught the program. In 2015, we had the opportunity to take the program to Madagascar. And in that class, we had over 100 students in the class, which was the largest class we've ever had. And one of the students was the wife of the National Minister of Education in Madagascar. And so all of that grew out of that one gentleman in our board meeting, every time we met, saying we need to do something. None of us had any idea that the Lord was leading us in this direction. And so we've gone from being kind of a pretty traditional seminary here in the United States, offering the traditional academic degrees, to becoming an international ministry. And at the end of last year, over 1,000 pastors and leaders in Africa had completed the School of Practical Ministry. In just about 6 weeks, another class will begin in Sierra Leone. It will be held in Bo, which is the second largest city in the country. And in that class, we're expecting perhaps as many as 150 pastors and leaders, which would make that the largest class we've ever had. There are a number of things that we do internationally to make the program stable and ongoing, because the world in which we live is becoming increasingly dangerous, and there may be times where we're not going to be able to go somewhere. And so we have developed a plan whereby we identify and teach and certify local leaders to become certified instructors, the School of Practical Ministry. Currently, we have a certified team in Sierra Leone and one in Cameroon. And that's important because if we can't go, the program still is able to run. And that happened in 2014 and 15 because we could not go to Sierra Leone because of the Ebola epidemic. And even though we couldn't go, the class went on because of the certified instructors that we had.
Well, Bob, thank you. It sounds like you guys are real busy and have really developed even more so since your dad started it in 1982, have kind of expanded, not just, like you said, not just here in Harrisonburg, but there's many different countries and ministries in those different countries that you partner with doing a practical school of ministry to train leaders and to train other people who are interested in getting into ministry. So talk about maybe more specifically some of the fruits of the ministry in some of those areas.
Okay, I'd be happy to. Right now in Sierra Leone, we've got almost 500 pastors and leaders who've gone through the program and received their certificate. Those almost 500 students represent over 200 different churches, denominations, ministries, which is a significant thing because for a lot of the students, it's the first time they're actually spending quality time with someone who's not part of their church community or their denomination. And so they're seeing the body of Christ coming together in a way that it hasn't happened a lot in their nation. And we just got a report from our national coordinator in Sierra Leone who talked about that all the areas of Sierra Leone are being impacted by the program, from the government and the political realm to the chaplains to the medical community to the police to the prisons. All of those are being impacted by the School of Practical Ministry. In fact, when I was there a year ago, I found out that the local Christian university there has made the School of Practical Ministry a requirement for students wanting to pursue a theology degree. I had no idea that that was taking place. We also found out that a student who graduated in 2013 from the program has been appointed the Director of Communication for the Sierra Leone Parliament and has now developed a fellowship where members of Parliament get together on a regular basis to study the Word and pray. Have another student who graduated in 2013 who is part of a small group of chaplains who regularly minister to the First Lady of Sierra Leone. And so those are just some examples there in Sierra Leone. In Cameroon, we've got a number of students. Again, we have almost 400 graduates in Cameroon. Some of those are on radio on a daily basis, reaching a million and a half listeners per day. A number of the students have become involved in the area of government, and the Lord has given them favor and influence in the government as they minister to members of the legislature and members of the executive branch of their government. And so we're just overwhelmed at what the Lord is doing in Africa through the School of Practical Ministry. And it's not something that we, at a board meeting, sat down and said, you know, we ought to try to do something internationally. It's just that the Lord supernaturally open these doors for us. And as we look back, there were a number of things the Lord did that were pointing us to this that we didn't recognize at the time. For instance, in our first graduating class, we had two international students. Had a young man from Japan, another young man from South America. In 1995, my wife and I flew to Ukraine to meet with a ministry there to talk about developing a training program for pastors and leaders in Ukraine. And it never really developed, but a number of years ago found the file that we had put together regarding that. And as I looked through the material, I noticed that the things we were proposing for the curriculum for that training program in Ukraine were almost identical to what the School of Practical Ministry has become that we're now using in Africa. We've also now developed a second level of the School of Practical Ministry that will be launching internationally in 2018. in both Cameroon and Sierra Leone. That's a much more intense training, and so the classes will be much smaller, with a maximum of 40 in the class. And the ministries in those nations will be very selective with who is enrolled in those programs, because we want the best of the best in Level 2. So it's really exciting with the launch of Level 2, what the Lord is doing. And it really underscores the mission that God has given Evangel of teaching the Word to the world. And in our mission statement, the word is all capitalized, because we're not just teaching the Scriptures. We're teaching the Word, Jesus, to students. And one of the exciting things about the class is that the program is able to cross cultural lines, because in Africa, cultures are totally different than they are here in the United States. They have a different way of doing things than we do here. And so it leads to some interesting discussions in class. But ultimately, the question that we always come back to is, your culture says to do this, our culture says this is what needs to be done, but what does the Bible say? And so we always want to go back to that question. What does the Bible say about a particular issue? And so that's helped us navigate some of those tricky waters of cultural differences. As you can imagine, it's fairly expensive to do what we do in Africa. We don't charge the students in Africa anything to attend the program. The local ministries charge a minimal amount to cover some of the in-country expenses, but Evangel does not charge students anything for the training, simply because they can't afford it. In Sierra Leone, the average annual income is around $1 a day. And so you can imagine the sacrifice that students are making, because in Sierra Leone, they've charged about $7 for students to attend. So a student is basically giving up a week's income to attend the class. But even though we don't charge for the program's not free. And there are, as you can imagine, a lot of costs associated with the program. To date, Evangel has gifted to the African church over $500,000 of training. And with this class that's coming up in Bo in Sierra Leone, that will add an additional $60,000 to that total. And so the only way we're able to do what we do is because there are men and women here in the United States who have caught the vision of what God's called us to do, and they faithfully support us by praying and by financially giving. And that's the only way we're able to do what we do. And with things that are on the horizon, we need a lot more people to say, we want to help you, which will allow us to continue to say yes to the open doors the Lord places before us. And as we look at all the Lord's done through Evangel, we're reminded of the verse that he's given to us as our theme verse. It actually, when I was in Sierra Leone, I believe in 2013, my wife, as I was talking with her on the phone, shared this verse with me and just really felt like the Lord had spoken it to her about what we were doing. And as I read it, she was exactly right. And it has become our theme verse. It's from Isaiah chapter 42, verse 4. And the New Living Translation says, even distant lands beyond the sea will wait for his instruction. And so that has become our theme, in that we understand that there are lands yet to be touched and believe God's calling us to be a part of that effort to reach those lands and to raise up the next generation of leaders.
Well, Bob, thank you. And I think that you guys have really, I can tell by your stories that you're already making an impact. And it's twofold almost, because you're impacting people to lead, and then they're going out and leading other people. So it's like multiplication, so to speak. Also, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the local ministry that you have here in Harrisonburg. And then if you would like to share prayer requests for the ministry, or how people could maybe help the ministry, or the contact information to get a hold of you if people are interested in sponsoring the ministry.
Okay. Here locally, we still offer our academic degrees. We offer a Master of Divinity, a Master of Theological Studies. We also have a Biblical Studies diploma that we offer. You can get information about those on our website, and I'll give you that address in a little bit. We also offer the School of Practical Ministry here locally, the same program that we teach in Africa. The main difference is that here, the program meets one night a week for 24 weeks, where in Africa, we do the whole program in 8 to 10 days. So you can see in Africa, it's much more condensed, much more intense. But we have a class that's starting January 8th at the Evangel offices here in Harrisonburg. And we'd love to have people sign up for the class. It's an incredible experience. It's an opportunity to get to know other people really well, to have other people get to know you well. Each class session consists of three aspects. Obviously, there's the instructional part where we teach. There's the fellowship part where we get to just kind of share, have fun. Each class session, we take a break in the middle, have a snack, just a chance to talk and laugh. And then there's a ministry component where we take time at the end of each class for people to share testimonies, prayer requests, and then we pray for one another. And so that class will be here quickly. It's only a little over 2 months until that class starts. So if you have interest, you can go to our website, www.ets.edu, and there's a School of Practical Ministry tab there. You can even see a short video about the program and has some testimonies from people who've taken the program. I guess that's about it for what we're doing here locally right now.
And what is your guys' address, Evangel Seminary? You mentioned their offices are there, if people would...
Our physical address is 36 Southgate Court, Southgate, all one word, Suite 201. That's in Harrisonburg, zip 22801. Our phone number is 433-7760. You can email us at info@ets.edu. And again, our website address is www.ets.edu. Any of those things will work and get in touch with us. You can get the catalog and the application for the School of Practical Ministry off the website. So that's kind of our contact information. We'd love to hear from anyone who's interested in taking the School of Practical Ministry or in helping us.
Right. And what are some ways that people can be in prayer for Evangel Seminary or can... be of help to you guys, like you said?
There are a couple things people can be praying for. They can be praying for this class that starts December 3rd in Bow, Sierra Leone. As I mentioned before, that is probably going to be the largest class we've ever had. Almost all of those pastors and leaders who will be attending will say this is the first chance they've had to ever have any kind of biblical training. So please pray for that class. Pray for the students who will be enrolled. Pray that the Lord will begin now to prepare their hearts for what he wants to say to them, what he wants to do in their lives. You can pray for the upcoming classes in 2018. We'll be in meetings the next couple weeks to plan out 2018. We have class will be in Cameroon, level 2. At this point, I'm not sure the date. We'll have level 2 class in Sierra Leone. That will probably be late fall. but I don't have the exact dates yet. But you can pray for those two classes again, because this is the first time we will be teaching those internationally. People can pray for the Lord to provide the financial resources that are going to be needed. As I said before, it takes a lot of financial resources to cover the costs of the program, of going to teach and providing materials. And so people can pray that. I guess that's the top things to pray for.
And I'll close in just a minute by praying for you and praying for Evangel Seminary and for these classes. But if anybody's interested in giving to Evangel Seminary or finding out more about how they can give, would they just go to your website or contact you through the email that you gave?
They can do that. On our website, there's a tab where you can give online. It's secure online giving. So you can do that. Or you can send me an email at info@ets.edu. Or you can call the office, or you can put a check in the mail to us at Evangel Seminary, 36 Southgate Court, Suite 201, Harrisonburg, Virginia, 22801.
Well, Bob, thanks for joining me today on Front Porch Talks, and thanks for sharing just a little bit about the ministry that you guys are doing, and not just having an impact here in Harrisonburg, but also in other countries, specifically in Africa. I'm going to close by praying for you and the ministry.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Lord, we come before you today, and we just, first of all, want to thank you for Evangel Seminary and for their ministry here and abroad. And I pray for Bob Reichard and the others that are a part of Evangel Seminary, for those that are teaching and instructing in these different areas, Lord, and for these classes that are upcoming, the one in December that he mentioned, and also the 2018 classes, whether they be here or abroad. And we also pray for the students, those that will be a part of these classes, that you help them get the training that they need to go out and then train other people, or to be an example and a witness to those that they come in contact with, Lord. And I pray a blessing over Bob Reichard and his staff here and the board, and just their direction for the future for Evangel Seminary, Lord. And I pray that you would bless that ministry, and that you would continue to do great things through that ministry and continue to meet their needs financially, Lord. You know their needs, Lord, and you, I believe, just like all your works, Lord, you will meet the needs, Lord. Just help that not to be a burden on them, and not to be something that gets in the way of the ministry that they're trying to do, Lord. Just help people to be able to step up and to meet those needs, Lord. And also, I pray that people would be in prayer for Evangel Seminary and these classes, and the instructors and the people, the students involved. And also, if anybody is interested in studying, I pray that they would get in contact with Bob about Evangel Seminary to see if that's something that would be good for them, Lord. And I just thank you for Bob and for him sharing today. And I just pray for his family, Lord, his wife and his kids, Lord, and I pray a blessing over them, and just help them to feel your presence in their lives, Lord. And I ask all this in your name. Amen. Amen. Bob, thank you for joining me, and I hope you have a blessed day.
Thanks, Grayson, for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Once again, Bob Reichard from Evangel Seminary. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks. We pray that today's broadcast has been a half hour of hope for your life. May God bless. Today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks is sponsored by Sunshine Ministries.